بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us. Allah ta'ala has given us a tawfiq of reciting the durood and salat, salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Every single day we should be reciting durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. In the month of Rabiul Awwal, we hear many talks on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we hear these talks all the time in this masjid and many other masajid all the time. Reciting Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only in the month of Rabiul Awwal that a person recites Durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnat way of life is part and parcel of our life. Without that way of life, we won't reach our success. And setting Durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incumbent upon all of us. Think of the sacrifices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us. One salat, one durood you read upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah wipes out 10 gunas. Allah gives you 10 sawab, 10 blessings. Allah increases your rank in the akhirat by 10. There's only benefit and benefit for us. Then respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us tawfiq of gathering here in the masjid and our mothers and sisters listening at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, so merciful, so merciful. Allah is so kind. And we have heard many narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam depicting and illustrating the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these times, many people, a youngster, many elderly person also loses a lot of hope, and we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we have done wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still so kind, so tolerant. Allah is still prepared to forgive us. All we need to do is reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have these gatherings to remind ourselves of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that the person, if he wants to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of the things that he has mentioned in his prescription of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ponder over the ni'mat Allah has bestowed upon us. The be-shumar ni'mat Allah has given us. So many bounties that we have mentioned so many times that we can't even enumerate all these bounties. So we think of Allah, the mun'im al-haqiqi, al-mun'im al-haqiqi, the one who has given us so many bounties, internal, external, our surroundings, the air that we breathe in, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the clothing that we have, the shelter that we have above our heads. Allah has given us so many ni'mats. So He is our mun'im. He is the one who is blessing us. And therefore, this in itself should make us have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is so kind. Any person in this world who is kind to you and he gives you a gift once, twice, many times, obviously we begin to love that person. That this person is showing me his kindness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us his kindness every second of our life. Every second of our life. And then Hazrat Mawlana Thani rahmatullah has mentioned that give a start towards doing good actions. Make the little bit of sacrifice and mujahada and commence doing good deeds, amal saliha. Because many times we find that we have become very lax, we have become very further away from deen. Now to get the love of Allah, he says, initially force yourself to do good deeds, force yourself to read salat, force yourself to read tilawat of the Quran, and after some time, as it becomes part and parcel of your life, it becomes an adat, then you begin to enjoy doing those ibadah. And then he says, make dhikrullah. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr zakir ko madhkur tak pahunchata hai. You take the name of Allah, you've reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have ta'aleem how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr, la yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. That our tongue should be moist all the time with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, Allah. It's so beautiful, Allah ta'ala's name. And then of course, the fourth thing he has mentioned is that a person should stay in the company of the Saliheen. By sitting in the company of the Saliheen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from gunas. And we will hear talks of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen, sharia, things that will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who goes to an itar shop, a perfume shop, where they're selling beautiful, fragrant perfumes, then either the person will give you as a gift, and you'll apply the itar and you'll benefit. Or either you will purchase it. Or even if you do not purchase or he does not give you anything, but standing in that shop, you will still enjoy the fragrance of that perfume. And this is the benefit of sitting in the pious, in the company of the Ahlullah, the ulama, the sulha. Allah will give us tawfiq of sitting in the company. But if you sit in an evil person's company, what is it? You'll only hear swearing, vulgar language, lewd, nonsensical talks. Talks that will take us away from deen. In fact, sometimes we are beginning to mock deen, mock sharia with the jokes and things that people talk. We don't realize that how heavy our heart is becoming and how hard our heart is becoming. How corroded and rusted our heart is becoming, and this will take us further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we ponder over the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make a start, initially, great force, it is against our nafs, but give it a push like how Ramadan time, we have to keep roza, we're not used to keeping roza, but we say no, we have to keep roza, it is fard, and then after a few days, it becomes easy, and then easier and easier, and towards the end of the month of Ramadan, we have been already enjoying fasting to such an extent that after Ramadan, we're still going to keep the Shawwal fast. So like that, a person should start towards doing good a'mal, a'mal as-salihah. Then dhikrullah and stay in the company of the pious, the ahlullah, the salihin. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make a'mal. Again, we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's love for us. Allah's love for us. Allah's kindness. Allah's mercy that envelops us. When a person is making the dhikr of Allah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned clearly that مَا قَعَدَ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. There is no group of people who sit making the dhikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illa nazalat alayhimu sakina wa ghashiyatuhum rahma wa haffatuhum malaika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'inda, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sakina, peace, tranquility upon them. Allah's mercy comes upon them. The angels throng such a gathering. Allah remembers this gathering and the gathering of the angels. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making his dhikr all the time in solitude. Especially when we are alone at home, then sit for a few minutes, take the tasbih, ponder over the greatness of Allah and say la to all those things that are troubling our heart. The spiritual maladies, those things that are pulling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, the illicit relationships, all those things, say la to it, illallah. And we fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم اللهم ارحم غناؤك معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ we are sinners my Allah یا اللہ we are big sinners my Allah یا اللہ our hearts have become rusted یا اللہ with sins my Allah اے مالک اے کریم you are most forgiving most merciful ya allah you love to forgive ya allah forgive us completely my allah ya allah hamare dilon ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana make our heart pak and saf make it be shining again ya allah allah brighten our hearts ya allah brighten our hearts my allah ya allah help us to make rujoo towards you my allah make us have inaba towards you my allah make us turn to you my allah ya allah we have moved away from you my allah But where can we run, Ya Allah, but towards you again, my Allah? Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run and escape towards Allah. Ya Allah, we are running from you, but to you again, my Allah. Ya Allah, because there is no other exit for us, my Allah. لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ Allah. There is no escape, my Allah. There is no refuge, my Allah. There is no salvation, my Allah, except in you, my Allah. Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, Ya Allah, you are so forgiving, my Allah. Whatever sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us to thee, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaad. Give us the sweetness of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of your ibadah, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sweetest of tilawat of your Quran and Majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, Ya Allah. And with tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. And durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to establish our 5 times salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, Ya Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the enemies, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasidin, zulm of the zalimin. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the oppression, Ya Allah. That so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world are suffering, my Allah. Allah, abtu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Every single day, my Allah. News from different parts of the world reaches us, my Allah. Allah, there's so many have become shaheed. So many have become, Ya Allah. They have lost their homes, my Allah. They lost their family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're being deprived of their rights, my Allah. Ya Allah. They are human beings, my Allah. They are Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have your, send your special mercies upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, rahmat ka maamla farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. There are so many, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many requested duas, my Allah. Grant each person kamil shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Maut with Iman, my Allah. Maut with Taqwa, maut in the condition that you're most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the Shafat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands.
Allah, make us in the Jannah without any reckoning, Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Whether it is a financial need, my Allah. Ya Allah, some depression somebody is suffering from, my Allah. Somebody has got a case, my Allah. Somebody has got some worry, Ya Allah. Some hum, some grief, my Allah. Somebody has got some physical ailment, my Allah. Somebody has got a drug problem, my Allah. Somebody has got different problem, my Allah. Whatever it may be, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands only towards you, my Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ مَيَ اللَّهِ Allah, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that dua is مُخُ الْعِبَادَةِ. The dua is the essence of ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not asking anybody else because there is no person, my Allah, who can fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya قاضي الحاجات, Ya دافع البليات, Ya حل المشكلات. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. All those who requested duas, حاضرين, غائبين. Sabki dua qabool farma. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Don't make us become muhtaj on your makhluq, my Allah. Keep us independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have greed and tamah and lalach and hirs, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become, ya Allah, consumed by dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allah grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Inshallah. This Thursday after Maghrib Salah will be the program of Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. His program will be in this masjid. He's got a seerah program, inshallah, after Maghrib, this Thursday, inshallah.